Hello everyone, it's just after 1 a.m. on Thursday the 28th of May, but this is actually my May days for 27, day 27. It hasn't been the best of days, it wasn't the best of days. I was pretty tired. I suppose I've had a busy weekend and also feeling a bit kind of bleh, you know, because I'd enjoyed seeing lots of friends and stuff, and then it was just back to the usual routine. And I was meant to go to the hospital to start on an exercise program, but unfortunately I forgot to book my hospital transport until 5 o'clock the day before, by which time they were closed and they said there was nothing they could do. Get down now. And so I was going to go up on the train, but I really didn't really feel up to it. So, well, I was going to go with Obi, but we had a bit of a miscommunication over it all. Excuse me. So I didn't end up going. So, but the trouble is with these people, I can't get to talk to them. I don't know who runs it, and I can't seem to get to talk to them. They were supposed to call me in the beginning when I was referred for it. And they were supposed to call me to arrange it, and instead they sent out a letter. Go away, dog. You're not in my good books. Get down. That's Tooth Tooth. He's not in my good books, and I don't want him sitting on top of my phone. So I rang the clinic that I normally go to, and I had to leave a message on the answer phone because there was no one around. And I just explained what happened, and I didn't know who to call about it because I don't know who runs it. I know it's someone that they know who does it. So anyway, they called me back. But they just said, "Oh, they said they'll send you out. They'll send you out an appointment for next week." Well, why can't these people just speak to me? I don't know who they are. You know, if they had, I might have been able to arrange. If I'd known who to talk to today, I might have been able to ring them directly and get them to arrange the transport. Because if they had rung the transport department and asked for transport for me, they probably would have got it. But if the patient rings on the day of their appointment, they won't do it. They won't even entertain it. So that's a bit of a pain. And I haven't felt great because the last time I went to do dialysis, I couldn't drain the fluid in to me because there must have been a fault on the bag. And it does happen sometimes. But usually if you bang it around or you take it down and you squish it about and you pull the tube and stuff like that, you can normally get the fluid to flow, but I couldn't, so I had to disconnect from it without putting any fluid back in. And that makes me feel really rough because your stomach or your abdomen gets used to having this fluid in there, and then when you don't have it, I tend to get stomach ache and all sorts of peculiar things. It's not because it's not working, it's because my body's just used to having it there and it feels strange without it. And someone did tell me that you know, one of the PD nurses did tell me that often that happens with people. They, you know, because when I first had the fluid in, which was nearly 2 years ago now, well, not the same fluid, but when I first started doing it, I felt so heavy with it and I felt really sick the first time. And they said, "Oh, you may feel like this now, but maybe, you know, when your body gets used to it, and if you don't have any fluid in," she said, "I've known people that get really, you know, they get stomach ache and they're saying, 'Oh, please, can I have the fluid back in? Can I have the fluid back in?'" And I said, yeah, of course they, yeah, sure. But that is actually how it is. And I'm going to go and do it in a minute. But the trouble is when you get stomach ache and you start feeling nauseous, doing dialysis is actually not very pleasant because sometimes it can actually cause you to feel like that. And so you don't usually want to go into it already feeling like it. But the thing is, I think the reason I'm feeling like it is because I haven't done it. So it's a bit of a vicious circle. So anyway, I came downstairs. I've been sleeping a lot in the evening, so I don't suppose I'm going to sleep at all tonight. And then I came downstairs to take the dogs out and everything. And I decided that I've nearly finished the first Outlander book, and they're good, nice, long books that you can listen to if you're up in the night and stuff. So there's another 7. So I knew I should have had enough credits to buy all of the rest of them. So I signed into Audible and I put them all in my basket. But it said I had 5 credits available. Now, it's a bit complicated, but in February, I didn't understand this, and I spoke to customer services. She couldn't throw any light on it either. My card expired at the end of February, and I didn't think they'd be able to take my payment because I didn't give them my new card details. I didn't update them, but they, in March, they took a payment, as usual. I don't know, I think it was sometime after that, at the end of March or beginning of April, there was fraud committed on my card, and it was blocked, and they had to send me out a new one. So I just assumed the same would be true again. But I noticed in April that it didn't take a payment, and then I had a message this month, an email saying that we haven't taken payment. So when I went on the website tonight, there was a notice saying your debit card needs updating. So the first thing I did was updated my debit card. And then I went to check out. I searched for all the books, found them all, went to check them out. And they were saying, and they were all meant to be 1 credit. And they were all saying, and then they said that they were all saying the price was £3. Well, actually, when I looked at the prices, they were something like, some of them were like 30 something. But it was saying the price was £3 something, you pay 4. And I was like, what? And so when I got to the checkout, it said I paid £38. So I thought, well, I don't think this is right. But I think I kind of know what happened, I think. I realise now what happened. I think it was that I hadn't paid for 2 months. And that was like my 2 months, and I don't know what the extra 8 bit was. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, I phoned customer services, and I didn't think she was going to be much help to start with, but she ended up being pretty helpful, and I went through my basket, and she said, go on Next Step. So I went on Next Step, and it was still saying that I had to pay for... Oh, yeah, she said she looked at my credit history, and she saw that because I hadn't updated, but you know, they hadn't been able to take the last 2 payments, I was owed 4 credits, and they were updating my account, you know, to take the money for the last 2 months. And so she actually gave me the 4 credits. And what had happened is I only had 5 credits and I was trying to pay for 7 books. However, even when I'd got the 9 credits and everything was updated, it was still saying that I paid £4 for each book, even though the box was checked, was ticked to say that I was going to use my credits. So I was getting a bit stroppy saying, well, it still says that. So anyway, I went on the payment page, and then all the way down, it was still saying you pay £3, you pay £4 on these 7 books, on all of them. And the credit thing was checked. And when I got to the checkout, it said subtotal 0.00. So it was most odd, you know, because, and it's very misleading, because I said to her, you know, some people might not have rung you. They might have just said, oh, well, I'm not paying that, and not get the books. So anyway, at least I sorted it out and I've got them all now, and that'll keep me going forever. I don't know when I'll ever get to the end of them because they're so long. One of them is 57 hours long. But I've got them in hand when I need them. I'm having a bit of trouble with the cats, which is really getting me down. Just to give you a bit of history, I had 4 cats, and then there were the three black ones, Chief Wakabubu, Candice and Chantel, who were mother and daughter. Or Chantel's the mum, Candice is the daughter. And I used to have a black and white cat called Dottie. And my cats, they come in the house freely, and they go in the garden and they come in here, and that's all fine. But at night, they get fed in their own room, and at night they sleep in there, because I like to know where they are. And especially since we had the fire. And Dottie died in the fire for the simple reason that she wasn't living in the room at night because she hated Candice. Candice used to bully her and terrorise her. And she was frightened, and I didn't put her in there, because I used to put her in there at first, but then she started, when I used to pick her up to put her in there, she used to put her 4 feet against the door as I was taking her in, and she used to push against the door and go, "Wah!" She'd scream like she didn't want to go in there. And so I couldn't face it. I didn't want her to be so miserable, so I let her have, you know, I put a litter tray somewhere else in the house, and I fed her somewhere else in the house, and she lived in the house, and she did go outside, and she had a nice life. And she didn't have to run into them in close quarters, because the room's not very big. It's what in most of these houses is a kitchen. It would be a very small kitchen. I mean, my kitchen's not that big. It's the smallest kitchen I've ever had, apart from when I lived at Pocklington. And that was totally ridiculous. But this one, it's a decent-sized kitchen, but it's, I've always had really big kitchens. But this other one where the cats have their abode is would be a really small kitchen. I don't know how anyone can cope with that as a kitchen. I really don't. So anyway, then after the fire, when we moved back after 4 months, I had Pinky. She wasn't a replacement. She was just, you know, another cat that needed a home. So, and the same thing happened with Candice. And Candice used to terrorise her a bit, but she didn't seem to care. And that was a good thing. She was always happy to go back in the room. And she's been like that for the last 2 years. And then, a couple of weeks ago, or it might have been last week, I think it was about a week ago, actually, she and Chantelle had a really bad fight in the room. I don't know who started it. She does tend to be a bit defensive because she doesn't like them, but she's never been that bothered about going in there. But if they come right into her space, she will just hiss at them. So whether she did that, I don't know. But Chantelle was really beating her up, and we had to intervene. And then a few times after that, they were in the kitchen the other day, both of them, and Chantelle was following her, like shadowing her, and got her in the corner. She didn't do anything, but she just like terrorised her. So now she absolutely won't go in the room, and I don't know what to do about it. Obi keeps saying, "Oh well, if you feed her outside, then she'll never go back in." But she just won't go back in. The only way I can make her go back in there is if I pick her up and put her in there. But the trouble is, she knows when I'm going to do it, and she won't get. When she knows I'm going to put her in the room, she seems to know she won't come to me. So, like now, she's out. Last night I did get her. Was it last night? No, the night before last, I managed to grab her and put her in there because I wanted her to be in there when Nama and Jeff came, because they wanted to see her. And I knew that if she was in the house, she'd just run away. She's very timid of people. In fact, when she was fine and she was purring and rubbing all around them, but I think this is because of the other cats, not because of them. But when I opened the door to let them out, she just ran and stayed up on top of the shed all day. Now, she's all right. She's in here now. So this evening, I had to feed her in here because I can't get her to go back in the room. She just absolutely refuses. I don't want to have another litter tray in the house because I haven't got anywhere to put it now. The place where I used to put Dotties is occupied, but it was in a walk-in cupboard. And that is occupied with my dialysis fluid boxes, and there's no room in there. Also, it wouldn't be very hygienic to have it in with them, although they're wrapped up in boxes. But so now what I have to do is make sure she goes out, you know, regularly, so she gets a chance to go to the toilet outside. I think she goes in the room sometimes when the door's open. When she's in the garden, she might go in there, but she doesn't want to go in there when the outside door is closed and she can't get out. So I've got a bit of a dilemma. I don't really know what to do. I don't even know where to feed her. I used to feed Dotty on the landing windowsill, but I didn't really want to start all that again. So I put her food up on the windowsill tonight, and Lammy drove me mad, whining because he knew it was up there. And then when I was on the phone to Audible, I could have knocked him out. He actually managed to get up onto a chair and get up there, and then he got stuck and he was walking backwards and forwards and he couldn't get down, and I felt like leaving him there. But when I first started this boo, I just went, when you heard me say get down, I just went and got him down. because she didn't eat all her food, she only ate half of it, and I thought, I'll just leave it there till the morning, and then, you know, she'll probably eat it during the night, because that's what cats do. They're not really like dogs, who just usually eat their food straight away. So, yeah, I don't really know what to do, and I'm uneasy now, because if anything happened, God forbid, like before, I wouldn't know where she was again. We're back to that. Whereas last time, you know, when they're all in that room, as providing, you know, if there's a fire, heaven forbid, or whatever, providing I can get there, I can just open the door. They've got a door that leads from their room directly out to the garden, like patio doors. I can just open that, and then they'll just... and make sure the door into here is closed so they can't come back in. That's what I did with the fire. And they, apart from Dotty, who I couldn't find, they all got out. They had the sense to leave the house. So I'm a bit stressed out about that, really, because I, you know, it's a bad memory resurfacing. Apart from anything, to hear her, you know, she's got a collar on, and she's the only one that's got a collar, and Dotty was the only one that had a collar, because I used to put a collar on Chief Wackaboo, but he's lost so many, I just can't be bothered. He is microchipped, they all are. So, she... hearing her jingling around the house at night is a bit like deja vu. It's like, because I used to hear Dotty walking around at night or chasing a moth or doing something, and it's like, I don't know, it's like opening up a wound somehow. It reminds me too much of then, because, you know, at night I'm used to it being quiet now, and they're all in their room, and that's it. It's just the dogs. And Niall's down here, and Lamb is upstairs in his basket normally, if I'm up there. If I'm down here, he's here, like he's here now. You can probably hear him breathing, because he's right next to my phone. I've woke him up now. I'm not very pleased with you, I tell you. Got him pinching the cat's food. Butter wouldn't melt. So, and then I got, you know, a bit frustrated with the Audible thing, so I'm a little bit stressed out, really, today, or yesterday, or whatever it is. I think Obi's off today. I don't know if we're going to go and do something, you know, go out anywhere. We may go for a walk with the dogs or something, and I've come over itchy. Sorry. Yeah, so it's all been a bit one of those days. I mean, it's not been terrible. I've had far worse, but I've had better, certainly. Anyway, I think I'm going to go and get some fluid into myself, because I will probably feel a bit better. I'm going to go and make some peppermint tea, take that upstairs, and finish this book. And then at least I can... I use the Audible app. It's absolutely brilliant, I think. So, yeah, I'll go and download the next book. And I can't imagine what on earth can happen in seven more books, really long books. Yeah, you've got a full stomach now, have you? I should say. Okay. All right. I heard you the first time. Shut up. There we go. Night, Windows 8. So there we go. I think that's about it for now. I hope to have a more cheerful post tomorrow or later today. And I will speak to you all soon. He is actually laying his ear on my phone, but I don't think it's on the microphone. He's saying goodnight. Blasted animals. So I love them, but sometimes they're an absolute pain in the arse.